Hey, this is Anurag, and you're listening to MMS, Millennial Musing Shorts, which are my stories, thoughts, and rants in under 5 minutes. This is the very first episode, and it also happens to be the 4th of July. So why not share one of the greatest experiences I've had celebrating this incredible holiday, which is the American Independence Day. And side note, it also involves the Foo Fighters, one of the greatest rock bands ever. So it's the summer of 2015, and I'm living and thriving, if I may say so myself, in Washington, D.C., as an intern heavily involved in the policy space. Now, as a rock music fanatic, I'm constantly looking for rock music concerts and events that I can go to and be a part of, because D.C. has quite an awesome scene. And so when my friends told me that they'd heard that the Foo Fighters had this incredible concert that was happening on the 4th of July, I knew I had to be there. Now, there were clearly a few problems here. It was only 2 weeks to the concert, and the tickets had been out on sale since November of the previous year, so it was all sold out. And secondly, any tickets that were still available on the market were being resold by individuals that had captured those tickets already, and so they were charging almost twice or thrice the price. And as every college student knows, there was no way I could afford that. Now, I was really bummed by this, because this was not just any ordinary concert that the Foo Fighters were putting together. It also happens to be their 20th anniversary celebrations. And so it was a massive bash that they had lined up. It included acts like Gary Clark Jr., Heart, Joan Jett, LL Cool J, and several other legends. So reluctantly, I started making other plans with friends for the 4th of July. But I kept a glimmer of hope. Just in the off chance that it happens, I kept checking out websites on Reddit and all these other forums that were talking about this concert to see if anyone was giving away tickets or selling it at cost. I guess this is where I say that the universe works in mysterious ways, because just 5 days before the concert, a colleague of mine from the place that I was interning at would heard me whining around the office about missing out on these tickets, came up to me and offered me 2 tickets for free. Turns out she and a boyfriend were massive Foo Fighters fans and were looking forward to going to the concert, but due to some unforeseen circumstance, couldn't anymore. And in fact, they were actually planning to sell their tickets and had received offers for twice or thrice the price. But because she'd known how much of a fan I was, she gifted it to me. Man, people are just incredible. So on the 4th of July, my friend and I headed straight to RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. for a day full of incredible musicianship. Now, very few spectacles truly, truly take your breath away as a Foo Fighters concert does. It was 3 hours of pure passion, love, and artistry with Dave Grohl and his merry band of incredible musicians playing every song as if it was their last. Now, all this alone would have made the concert great, but Dave Grohl literally showed up on a throne of guitar similar to the one in the Game of Thrones and played the entire set seated because he'd broken his leg while performing in Sweden just a couple weeks ago. How much cooler can it get? They played hit after hit, and I sang to my heart's desire along with 40,000 other fans that were yelling at the top of their lungs. And at the very end, when it was time to wind down the set, the band just went berserk, matching the energy of the fireworks and maybe even getting louder than them at times. And all 40,000 of us stood up, clapped, and cheered in unison, almost in a harmony of gratitude. So to the Foo Fighters who rocked my world on the 4th of July in 2015, thank you, my friends. I think of you often. And all my American friends listening to this episode, happy 4th of July, and I hope you had an incredible celebration. Thanks for tuning in. So what did you think of MMS? This is completely experimental, entirely new. I'm doing it solo. It's under 5 minutes. So I would love to hear your thoughts on how I can make this better. And if you did enjoy the episode, please don't hesitate to subscribe, like, and share the content. Every single one of it goes a long way. Thanks for the support, friends. I'll see you next time.